Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sharon. And I have a question.
Go ahead.
Why are you standing on one leg?
Ah, it's because I want to find out what it's like to be a flamingo.
A flamingo?
Mm-hmm.
红鹤. Those tall pink birds that stand around in lakes and rivers?
Exactly. They stand on one leg most of the time, so I want to see how it feels.
Actually, I think you look more like a cheerleader to me.
Huh?
Pat 老师刚学喜欢单脚站立的红鹤，不过我怎么觉得他倒像个啦啦队员呢？ Hey, Pat.
Right.
Do you feel like eating shrimps now?
A little, yeah.
But why do flamingos do that?
Why do flamingos stand on one leg? It's a good question, and one that we ask in this month's encyclopedia article. Let's read through it and find out the answer...or answers, as I think there's more than one.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about flamingos. The question of the day is, flamingos stand on one leg for several reasons, which is not a reason.A. To be more comfortable. B. To keep themselves warm. C. To attract other flamingos. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is C. To attract other flamingos. If you ever see flamingos in real life,photos or even art, they are often standing on one leg. Why? There are two reasons. To keep themselves warm and to be more comfortable. Flamingos lose too much body heat when both of their legs are in cold water. Therefore, they keep one leg close to their body to stay warm. Furthermore, flamingos actually balance better on one leg because of their body shape. They even sleep this way. There's still much to learn about these beautiful pink birds. Maybe we will discover more reasons in the future.
Word power!
Leg. Leg.My friend hurt her leg, so I am helping her walk up the stairs. My friend hurt her leg, so I am helping her walk up the stairs. Reason, reason. It's warm today, so there's no reason to wear a jacket.It's warm today, so there's no reason to wear a jacket. Heat, heat. The earth gets light and heat from the sun. The earth gets light and heat from the sun. Discover, discover.Joan discovered a new restaurant on the street near her home. Joan discovered a new restaurant on the street near her home.
So the article starts by saying the question, which is flamingos stand on one leg for several reasons.So we've already talked a bit about what a flamingo is, this long-legged pink bird that's found in North and South America and a few parts of Europe.
Flamingo 就是红鹤，这个字来自 flame 这个字 ,F-L-A-M-E, 也就是火焰的意思，来形容红鹤如火焰般独特美丽的颜色哦。所以中文里红鹤也常作火烈鸟哦。
Now, in that sentence, we also saw our first two word power words for the day. Number one is leg, L-E-G, leg, which is a noun. Let's find out what it means, and I'm sure you may know it already. So, a leg is one of the long parts of your body that your feet are joined to, or a similar part on an animal or insect which have more than two. Here's an example. My friend hurt her leg, so I am helping her walk up the stairs. My friend hurt her leg, so I am helping her walk up the stairs.
Okay.Leg 这个字是可数名词腿的意思。刚刚句子的意思呢，就是我朋友的腿受伤了，所以我正帮助他走上楼梯。Poor friend of yours.
Yeah.
另外像是 cross your legs, 使你的腿交叉，就是翘二郎腿的意思啦。但注意啦， break a leg 可不是断一条腿的意思哦。英文里 break a leg 是祝你好运的意思。举例来说 ,tomorrow's your big day.
Yes.
Break a leg.
Go for it.
明天是你大日子，祝你好运咯。You said we have two word power words in that sentence, right?
That's right. The next one is the noun reason. R-E-A-S-O-N. Reason. Let's check it out now. A reason is a fact, situation, or intention that explains why something happened, why someone did something, or why something is true. It's all about why. Here's an example.It's warm today, so there's no reason to wear a jacket. It's warm today, so there's no reason to wear a jacket.
刚刚的 reason 也是一个可数名词，是原因、理由的意思。比如说，今天很温暖，所以没有理由穿夹克哦。Reason 常常与 for 连用，像是 for several reasons 就是由于几个原因。但注意啦 ，for some reason 的意思是指不知道为什么。举个例子好了 ，For some reason, I keep feeling hungry today.、不知道为什么我今天一直觉得肚子好饿哦。另外 ，reason 后面也可以接 why， 表示什么的原因。For example, I can't find the reason why you gave up your diet so early.
It was hard.
我实在找不到为什么你如此早放弃节食的原因。Yeah, but I agree with you. It's really hard.
It is so hard.
So hard.
Okay, so our question is, we've got Flamingo standing on one leg, but which is not a reason? So we'll hear three reasons, and two of them are true, but one of them isn't true. So we need to guess which one is false.
接下来要请同学们动动脑啦。究竟哪一个不是红鹤喜欢单脚站立的原因呢？
So, the answer A is...to be more comfortable, okay? For humans, it's more comfortable to stand on two legs, but maybe it's different for flamingos?
That makes sense. 听起来蛮合理的。答案可能是 A 吗？也就是人类觉得两脚站立很舒服啊。红鹤可不见得这么认为哦。
Or is the reason B, to keep themselves warm?
还是答案是 B, 为了取暖呢？这里的 keep,加上受词及受词补语 keep 谁怎么样，就是保持谁怎么样的意思啦。因此，刚刚提到的 keep themselves warm 就是保持他们自己温暖，也就是取暖的意思啦。常见的例子还有 keep somebody busy， 比如 we shouldn't keep ourselves busy， but keep ourselves happy。我们不应该让自己总是在忙，而是应该让自己天天都保持开心。
Yeah, so standing on one leg to keep themselves warm?
I think that sounds a little weird.
Well, maybe. Or is the answer C, to attract other flamingos? Okay, to attract, A-T-T-R-A-C-T. Attract something means to get it to like you, to want to come close to you. And in the case of animals or men and women, to kind of get them to want to start a relationship of some kind.
还是是为了 C 吸引其他红鹤来进一步发展关系呢？这里的 attract somebody 是吸引谁的意思，而被谁吸引则是 be attracted to somebody。比方说 ，pretty girls attract boys,、
mm-hmm.
so boys are attracted to pretty girls. 正妹吸引男孩，男孩被正妹吸引 ，so pretty girls are attractive.A-T-T-R-A-C-T-I-V-E. Attractive, 形容词指的是有吸引力、有魅力的意思。So, what is the correct answer to the question?
Okay, the article says that flamingos stand on one leg to be more comfortable and to keep warm, but not see to attract other flamingos.
所以啊，果然是我们想太多了。答案竟然是 C。原来红鹤单脚站立的原因是因为它们站比较舒服，而且暖和，而不是为了要吸引其他红鹤哦。
Okay.
That was interesting.
There we go. Well, let's read on and find out more. The article says, if you ever see flamingos in real life, photos, or even art, they are often standing on one leg.
不论是在现实生活、照片或甚至是艺术作品里，红鹤似乎总是在金鸡独立呢。
Next, it says, why? There are two reasons, to keep themselves warm and to be more comfortable.
所以为什么呢？有两个原因，因为他们这样比较温暖，而且比较舒服。I've never thought about that before.
Yeah, it's, well, they're kind of connected, if you think about it. Being warm and being comfortable are often the same thing. No one feels comfortable if they're too cold.
That makes sense. 这两个原因似乎是 connected, 有关联的哦。觉得温暖往往就会觉得舒服，相反的，没有人很冷的时候会觉得舒服吧。I never feel comfortable when I'm cold either. That's true.
Okay, well, let's check out even more detail. The article says flamingos lose too much body heat when both of their legs are in cold water. Now, we just saw the noun heat, H-E-A-T, heat, which is our next word power word for today. So let's take a closer look at it. Heat.Is warmth, or the quality of being warm or hot. Here's an example. The earth gets light and heat from the sun. The earth gets light and heat from the sun.
原来啊，当红鹤把两只脚都插入冷水中，它们会流失太多的 heat, 热能。Heat 是不可数名词，指的是热能。例句，刚刚例句的意思说地球从太阳那边得到光和热。大家有没有坐节育椅子温温热热的那种经验吗？这个时候你就可以说 Ew, I feel the heat on the seat. 我可以感觉到这个椅子的温度。It must be the heat of the last passenger. 一定是上一位乘客留下来的。另外Both 的用法是强调两者都怎么样的意思，所以后面通常会接复数名词哦。Both legs, both hands, both eyes, 或者我们也可以说 both you and me. 而当复数名词前面有定冠词或者所有格的时候，我们会用 both of, 比方说 both of their legs, both of our hands, both of the eyes, 或者 both of us.那如果三个以上的话就要用 all 咯。那想知道更多 both of 的用法，我们来请教我们 Magic Box 老师哦。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
哈哈哈，虽然我外表年轻又可爱又美丽，但是呢其实我已经高龄很多岁了。到底几岁呢？哈哈，才不跟你说，你只要知道我就是战场上最美丽的那朵花，沈丽女超人。话说呢，最近天气开始变得好冷，内心呢我也是空虚寂寞结的冷哦。我时常呢想起我的前男友史提夫哦。Both Steve and I were fighting for justice. Both Steve and I were fighting for justice. 当年呢，我们两人都在为正义而战。哈，我们呢都在做什么的这个都哦，每天我们都在用的这个都，可是呢大有学问哦。我们先来想一想了，如果只有一个人，我们会用都吗？当然不会，对吧？所以不论呢中英文讲到都这个字呢一定都是复数的。那首先呢我们就来介绍刚刚用的单字咯。Both, B-O-T-H, both 这个字呢它就翻译为两者都。OK, 不是一个人，不是三个人，四个人，五个人，只能是两个人咯。比方说我们刚刚说 both Steve and I were fighting for justice, 这个句子呢我们加上 of 也是可以，意思是完全一样的咯。Both of Steve and I were fighting for justice. 注意到呢，只有史蒂夫跟我两个人呢，两个人我们才会用 both. Both 和 both of 呢，后面可以加上定冠词，或者是所有格再加上复数名词这样的用法咯。我们举个例子， Both my mom and my aunt are the best warriors in my country. Both my mom and my aunt are the best warriors in my country. 哦，我妈妈呢跟我的阿姨在我的国家呢，他们都是最强的战士。这句话呢，你也可以换成说了 Both of my mom and my aunt are the best warriors in my country. Both of 跟 both 在这个状况之下都是一样的。那你说呢，既然都一样，那我们干嘛要多学一个 of 呢？因为呢，在有一种状况之下，我们只能用 both of 哦，那就是呢，后面接的是人称代名词受格的时候了。人称代名词受格是哪一些呢？比方说我们 we， 你这个时候就要换成 us， 如果是我呢，就要换成 me， 这些呢就是人称代名词的受格了。比方说呢 both of us， 我们两个人，或者是呢 both of them，他们两个人 OK， 这个时候切记我们不能够说 both us 或是 both them， 这个是错误的，打一个大叉叉一定要加上 of 了。我们来练习一下咯，想当时呢战况激烈，敌军呢有两个士兵发现了我，他们呢现在要来取我的性命了，但是呢哈哈，我把他们两个人都打败了。如果呢我们要用 them， 造句要怎么说呢？没有错，记得我们刚刚说人称代名词的受格必须要加上 of， 所以呢我说 I defeated both of them， I defeated both of them， 我打败了他们两个人呢。大家呢有发现到呢，我目前为止都是使用肯定句吗？没有错，当你使用 both 或是 both of， 除了限定两个人之外呢，它也只能够用在肯定句了。如果是否定句呢，我们就得用 either 另外一个单字。不过呢，那又是另外一个故事咯，我们下次再会咯。
So we just saw that flamingos lose heat from their bodies when both legs are in the water. We also see that therefore they keep one leg close to their body to stay warm. If something is close to another thing, they are very near to each other.
Keep one leg close, 还记得吗？就是保持一只腿很靠近的意思。靠近什么呢？我们就用 to 连接，所以靠近身体就是 close to their body. We are close to each other, 就是我们很靠近彼此，很亲近的意思。不知道大家有没有听过木匠兄妹的一首歌呢？ They want to be close to you.
Next, the article says, furthermore, flamingos actually balance better on one leg because of their body shape. We use the word furthermore, which is a conjunction, when we want to add more information to a point we just made. We could also say what's more, also, besides...and a whole lot of other words.
Furthermore, 这个连接词常常作为句子的开头，除此之外，更进一步说明的意思。Furthermore, 除此之外，我们可以用 what's more, also, besides, 以及 and.、
We also saw the word balance. To balance means to remain in a steady position without falling. Now, if you stand on one leg, it's harder to balance for us,But flamingos have different bodies, so for them, it's actually easier to balance on one leg.
哦，原来红鹤身体结构跟我们不一样哦，他们用一只脚比较好平衡呢。Balance 是个动词，保持平衡的意思。在两者之间保持平衡，我们会用 balance between A and B.、比方说 ，We have to learn to balance between work and life.
Yeah.
我们必须学会保持工作与生活的平衡，不然我们会累死哦。
The next, the article says they flamingos even sleep this way.
That's amazing.、太不可思议了，他们连睡觉都这样睡呢。
Flamingos are pretty interesting,、which is why our article then says there's still much to learn about these beautiful pink birds.
Yeah, you're right. 这些美丽的粉红色小鸟看起来还有很多我们不知道的小秘密呢。
The article finishes by saying, maybe we will discover more reasons in the future. Now that sentence included our last word power word for the day, the verb discover, D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R, discover. To discover means to find information, a place or an object, especially for the first time. For example, Joan discovered a new restaurant on the street near her home. Joan discovered a new restaurant on the street near her home.
Discover a new restaurant. Discover.动词发现找到的意思。刚刚例句说 ,Joan 在他家附近的街上发现了一家新的餐厅。Discover 这个字里面 cover 是覆盖的意思。所以 discover 就是翻开覆盖的卡发现的意思。The scientists have discovered three new planets. 科学家发现了三个新的星球。Discover 也可以做找到的意思。也就等于 find out。找到答案就是 discover the answer or find out the answer.I would like to discover more about flamingos, but too bad we don't have enough time. So that brings us to the end of the article, and now it's time for our wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
So at the end of the article, we said there is a lot more to discover about flamingos. And I've got another fun fact for you, Sharon. It's another question about flamingos.
Okay, ask away.
Why are flamingos pink?
That's a good question. It's just their color, right? Elephants are gray, pigs are pink, zebras are black and white.
Ah, but baby flamingos are white and gray, maybe with a little red. So...Why do they change when they grow up?
Is it something they eat?
That's right. Flamingos eat shrimp and a few other different plants. There's a chemical in both the shrimp and the plants that turns flamingos' feathers pink. Now, if they're very brightly colored, it has a good diet, and it'll also help them attract other flamingos, which is not something they use their legs for, as we found out in the article.
I see. 原来红鹤刚出生的时候是灰白色的，有时候带一点点的红色而已哦，是因为他们所吃的 shrimp 小虾子以及一些 plants 植物让他们变成美丽的粉红色，所以颜色越亮的红鹤就代表他们吃得越好，也代表他们更有吸引力，更 attractive 哦。
All right. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for watching us. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sharon. Bye.
Bye.
Plus Encyclopedia.
Fun Flamingo Facts.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about flamingos. The question of the day is, flamingos stand on one leg for several reasons, which is not a reason. A.To be more comfortable. B. To keep themselves warm. C. To attract other flamingos. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is C. To attract other flamingos. If you ever see flamingos in real life, photos or even art, they are often standing on one leg. Why? There are two reasons.To keep themselves warm, and to be more comfortable. Flamingos lose too much body heat when both of their legs are in cold water. Therefore, they keep one leg close to their body to stay warm. Furthermore, flamingos actually balance better on one leg because of their body shape. They even sleep this way.There's still much to learn about these beautiful pink birds. Maybe we will discover more reasons in the future. Leg, leg. My friend hurt her leg, so I am helping her walk up the stairs.My friend hurt her leg, so I am helping her walk up the stairs. Reason, reason. It's warm today, so there's no reason to wear a jacket. It's warm today, so there's no reason to wear a jacket. Heat, heat. The earth gets light and heat from the sun. The earth gets light and heat from the sun. Discover, discover. Joan discovered a new restaurant on the street near her home. Joan discovered a new restaurant on the street near her home.